Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. You know, a lot of things that we talk to you about really require you to sit down, maybe reassess a little bit. Let me give you something to maybe think about right at the beginning before Greg and I start talking about this. This is a quote that's really challenged me from a guy by the name of T. Ray Rachels. And he said, "A lack of honesty is at the root of every moral failure. It often begins not with the lies we tell others, but with the lies we tell ourselves." And I think especially as leaders, that because there's so many people that want to give leaders the benefit of the doubt, want to let things slide a little bit. And if you're not honest with yourself, boy, it can come crashing down in a hurry.
And it's almost irreversible.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen a lot of leaders who have made mistakes and they never got back.
Yep.
You know, what have you found to be a good tool to be honest with yourself? Like, I think it's fascinating, his quote, "You lie to yourself." Mm-hmm. What a game that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish we didn't have that skill.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, one of the kind of breakthrough moments for me was I was working with somebody that had done our company wrong. She was an employee of our company. She left, started a rival business, and was trying to steal some of our customers. And I wasn't playing that game. And so I kind of, you know, put on a pretty tough face to confront that. And at one point, she comes storming over to our office to confront me. And she's like, "You arrogant blankety blank." And I remember I said something to her like, "Well, yeah." Because that's kind of how I felt. Years later, there was somebody else that I was interacting with, and it was one of our resellers for our business, and she wasn't following the rules, and I had to drive all the way across the state to have a meeting and say, "Listen, these are the rules. This is the agreement that you signed, and I'm holding you to this." And she used the exact same phrase. And I remember driving back home thinking, okay, this is two people now that have said the same thing to me. And it wasn't that I was wrong in what I was doing, but my arrogance did get in the way. And I think that that's been the biggest tool for me, is to say, okay, hold on a second here. If somebody's saying, if nothing else, I've pushed their button enough that they've exploded like this. That's something I need to change in myself. And so that humility to be able to say, wait a minute, even though this person doesn't like me, maybe there's something truthful in what they're saying. Maybe they're pointing something out that I haven't seen before.
I'm going to throw a sentence in there. They may not like you because of what you pointed out.
Oh, that's true. Right?
Like, an animal cornered, you know, you're trying to help the animal, right? It's been injured, car accident, or, you know, in some trouble. Our challenge, unfortunately, is they take it as defensiveness.
Sure.
I do like your humility and in the fact that you're saying, maybe I contributed to a lack of good resolution.
Right.
Right. That's the goal of for us and leaders. But I wonder about being caught. And sometimes, you know, you maybe take a step back, which I honor that you looked at it. The part that is fascinating about kind of taking that assessment, you almost have to be vulnerable with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I just playing with this? Is this fantasy world? Am I writing a fable, or am I really living this way? How do we know the difference between what I wish to be and how I'm really being?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when some of these assessments, that there's some excellent ones out there that, like, the leader and all the teammates can take. I have been with people before that they get the results back and they're looking at it. You know, it gets emailed to them and they're going, "No, well, I don't think that's me. I don't think." Like, well, wait a minute. You're the one that gave the answers to the questions, right? So maybe that actually is you. And I've done a lot of those with my team. And there have been some times that I've looked at the results for myself and gone, all right, team, I'm reading this thing right here. I apologize. Apparently, I've been coming across like this. I've been presenting this. And they've been like,
I use StrengthFinders when I've ever done team training, you know, C-level folks trying to get along better in the sandbox, you know. I love StrengthFinders because you play to your strengths. The difficulty in StrengthFinders is it doesn't help you find your flaws, your vulnerabilities, your tendencies that would maybe discredit your leadership for being, you know, not partially full honest.
Sure.
I think, what do you use, by the way?
Well, I like StrengthsFinder. I like that a lot too. I also like this one, these communication styles. I like Florence Littauer's personality, a temperament style, you know, choleric, sanguine. Those are all really good because those will show you, and I don't like to call them weaknesses necessarily because it's just the way that you're wired. Just kind of like in StrengthsFinder where they say, we're not going to give you a list like this. It's your signature. It's a cross like this. So they're all, not one of them has more weight than another one. And I think it's the same thing with any assessment that you take. You say, all right, this is just who I am, but now it's helping me know like maybe why you respond in certain situations when I come around because, you know, just like today we're doing this podcast in English, right? We just assume that people that are tuning in, I think that when we communicate with somebody, we assume that they're getting it the way that we're saying it. But there might be sometimes that we got to go back and I need to say, and this is part of the humility, if I was trying to explain something to you and you didn't get it, I can't go back into my office and go, man, what's wrong with him? Why is he so dense? I have to go back and say, what's wrong with me? How could I not have said that a different way so that he would get it?
Yeah, be more effective that way.
Right.
Yeah. You know, obviously presidents, we've got, 46 of them in our country's history. I really like Honest Abe. And part of his challenge was even in whatever party, you know, was not in power or in power at the time, they didn't like his honesty.
Yeah.
It made them uncomfortable, which kind of tells you, okay, politicians, that means you're not too honest. But I love Honest Abe because he really did set the bar. And he stood up sometimes alone. And I think that's another wake-up call for us leaders is being truthful with yourself and then being truthful with your teammates or about a client or about a system that you use is so much more important than being crafty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, just be honest. It's, you know, this isn't working. We tried. We're going to do something different. Just bear with us. And they're like, okay, well, he's not perfect, you know, or she admitted it. Have you had those examples where you had a leader that you worked alongside that you're like, I think he's bluffing?
Yeah. And
what did you do with that? And how did that hurt the culture?
Well, there was one team where I was on the team and the point leader would come into our staff meetings and say this didn't go well and then look around at everybody that was in the room waiting for somebody to go I was like did you never drop the ball and so I've been around those people but I've also been around the people that have come in and said okay guys clearly I didn't communicate to you exactly how I wanted to get this done so what did we miss here what do you need from me and that is so refreshing because what happened was that the room in those meetings that with that first guy were just very silent. Nobody wanted to say anything because as soon as they did, it was like if they said anything, my two choices are going like this. Yeah, I messed up and then I'm going to get thrashed for that or go up.
Right.
And so neither one of those options are very good. So then you're just sitting there going, not saying anything.
What
not
a
saying
great
anything.
Way to start a meeting.
But if the leader, if the point leader, the one running it says, okay, guys, I dropped the ball here on this, then it makes it, you know, more comfortable for the other people.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's where, you know, we can't be the do as I say leaders. We have to be the do as I do leaders.
I don't know what podcast I might have done this before, but St. Francis of Assisi, as a boy, I thought that's not very nice to call him a sissy, but it's from the city where he was from. But it's, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day.
Yeah.
And I think as leaders, they want to see you walk around and manage and invest in people. They want to see you be plunger man.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple partners, unfortunately for me, that often said this phrase. And when I first heard it, it didn't catch my attention. Well, to be honest with you, I'm like, so previous month or previous weren't. 3 years, you weren't honest, but you never said that. So to be honest with, so you have to tell me you're being honest.
Right.
That's just a caution for us as we communicate. Right. To be honest with you, Craig, I really like that blue shirt. I wore red the other day, but he never said anything. Ooh.
And so what does that mean?
Yeah, right. So I think that's a caution, like to be honest with you. So, you know, I'm really a good guy. Okay. So probably not.
Yeah. Why do you have to try to prove it to me?
Yeah. Right. Show me. Don't tell me.
Right.
I think for us, when you had that example, you know, of the point leader who kind of came in guns a-blazing and didn't take any responsibility.
Yep.
Can you point to a place and time in that, on that team where you're like, that's where he lost us?
Well, unfortunately, when I joined the team, the other people were already dealing with that. And so I noticed, like, right at the beginning, like, I'm sitting there going, why is this room so quiet before the meetings even started? You know, there's not even any, like, bantering with, you know, your coworkers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, then you start to notice the little things like, okay, so the meeting's supposed to start at 9. We're all around the table at 9. And then the point leader comes rolling in at 9:12. Mm. But if I came in at 9:12, I'd get, you know, whipped in front of everybody, you know, for, so it's like that's the thing. I think that when you start as a leader, when you start saying, well, I'm the leader, and so therefore people need to cut me some slack, they need to, or I get special, or why?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You had a story that you shared in our notes regarding Luke Goodrich.
Yeah.
About, you know, something he didn't do that he tells everybody to do. You want to tell that story?
Yeah. So Luke Goodrich is burning garbage in his backyard, and the fire gets a little out of control, and it takes 6 helicopters and 400 firefighters to finally get this thing under control. Luke Goodrich was the fire chief. He didn't pull his own fire permit. It was a day that they wouldn't have issued it and allowed him to burn something, but because he was the chief, he knew how to do it. And look what happened. And I think that that's a lot of times that there's leaders that just go, well, you know, I get to go up here. I get to do this. I get to go over here because I'm the leader. There's not a separate set of rules. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm talking about with the honest self-assessment, is to say, okay, if this was one of my team members that did what I'm thinking about doing, how would I respond to that?
That's great.
You know, I might call them in the office and go, hey, we're writing you up for this, or, you know, but when I, oh, well, but no, for me, why is that? Why would I think, I tell you, I've been in two places where, when I arrived to be the leader of the organization, one of the first things that they wanted to show me is the parking spot that had my name on it. And I'm like, take the sign down. I can park. I don't need to have a spot right outside the door. You know, why are you giving me this special? I can't, my legs don't work.
You need the steps anyway.
Right. So yeah, I just, that's part of the honest self-assessment, is why do I get separate? Special rules.
Ooh, I like that.
Why do I get, why am I not responding?
Why do we hesitate to self-evaluate? I can see where some don't want to be evaluated by others. Like, well, you have no position. You shouldn't say that about me. My feelings are hurt, or, you know, I'm above the reproach, whatever. But what about self-evaluation? Why is that so hard? Because it should be the easiest. Because you're just talking to the man in the mirror,
right?
Versus, you know, taking feedback from people that might have agendas. Yeah. Why is that?
I think that my experience has been, and I probably have struggled with this myself. If I go to make a change that is going to require me to maybe announce it to my team, are they going to think less of me now? Like, they're going to go, oh, wait a minute, you know. But my experience has been, and you've got a
a line that you've used before. If you have to eat crow, eat it warm. Oh, you know, don't.
I put some barbecue on it too.
Yeah, the longer you wait, the harder it is. And my experience has actually turned out to be the exact opposite. That when I come into my team and I say, I need to make this change, or I apologize because, mm-hmm. that it's, they're not like, well, yeah, now we can't trust you ever again, or we can't. That's the exact opposite. They're like, thank you for admitting that. Mm. We'd like to help. What can we do? Right. How can we rally around? And I think it actually helps the stock to go up.
I've had an opportunity to be a leader like you in a few places and different sizes and different types of organizations. And I think the part about being honest with yourself creates a safe culture for others to say, hey, boss man, I'm not quite ready for that assignment yet. All right, well, I'll come back to you next month. We've allowed for a healthy, are you ready?
Right.
I'm not ready. Well, I'll never call on you again.
Right.
No, that's not true. So I've had the chance to also say, give me a minute. Or do you need a minute? Are you ready to game up? And so it's fun to see a safe culture. Talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
To be honest.
Well, and I think that we should work on making our cultures as safe as possible. It should be a safe place to make mistakes.
No kidding.
Because if you're not making mistakes, you're not trying. You know, if you're just staying, this is our comfort zone, this is what we're comfortable with doing, well, you're never going to reach beyond that. Yeah. It's when you reach beyond that, you're going into unknown territory. So that means you probably, oh, we didn't get that right the first time, but we learned something from it.
Right.
So now we can go forward.
I've used this too many times, but it seems to resonate with people. You know, in my career, I could probably write a really thick book on good decisions, good sales, good leadership, things that we did right or I did right. And probably how I got to where I'm at is I could probably write a trilogy of things that didn't go the way I thought. And being able to say, you know, that I thought they were going to do that and they didn't buy from us, or, you know, I thought we were going to get that hire and she'd been amazing, but she went with someone else. And what did we learn from it?
And yes.
I think that's a healthy part, not like, doggone it, you dropped it again. You lost another client.
Yep.
So what is it? What's going on? And I think that's really healthy, particularly if you're going to do self-evaluation.
Right.
And have you had a situation where someone would say, oh, I'm already dealing with it. I've made the mistake. I feel horrible. Let me get back to you. Or do you have to rehash or rehearse what they didn't do well? Or do some of them actually say, yeah, I got it. I get what you were saying. You don't have to say much more.
Well, I think that my experience has been is that early on in my tenure in an organization that I did have to sit down with people and say, do you know what was going on? Because they didn't want to admit to it. Hmm. But as it went on and they saw me being honest with my own shortcomings, then they were much more willing to say. In fact, I'd even have times where people would come in to me before I even knew about something. They would come in and go, hey, just want to give you the heads up. You know, we were on the phone with this customer and there was this misunderstanding here. And I think they're going to dispute their bill. I don't know if we're going to keep them as a customer, you know, like they're giving me that. Okay, well, thanks. Because I know, you know, ultimately they're going to be calling me. Right. So thanks for letting me know. So I'm not getting blindsided by this. So I think that it should become a safer and safer culture for that honest self analysis and the honest statement of, look, and I know we were supposed to do this and this is where I fell short. So let's pick up the pieces and go forward on that.
A little rabbit chase here. What is it that holds us back as humans, to be honest with ourselves? What is it?
Well, I think that part...
Not that you have that flaw. I'm having that flaw. Yeah.
Part of that, I think, is when we're doing the honest self-evaluation, we need to really closely monitor the conversation that we have with ourselves. I can't look at saying, all right, I fell short here, and then go, oh, man, you're so stupid, you know, and I'm beating myself up. That's not going to be effective. Yeah. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why people don't want to have the honest self-assessment is because they know where their brain's going to go next. They're going to beat themselves up. Mm-hmm. I think it needs to be that, all right, well, I made a mistake there, but here's what I learned from it. here's how I can grow from it. Here's how I can move forward as a result of this. And again, once the leader does that and is transparent with their folks about doing that, I think it makes it a lot easier for other people to buy in as well.
It kind of borders on leadership integrity, you know, where we're like, are you doing what you're saying you're doing? Mm-hmm. Are you doing what you're asking us to do? And I don't want to get into the integrity. It's a huge subject in leadership.
Right.
I mean, it's one of the top characteristics I think a leader has to possess, even if they don't have talent, at least they have integrity.
Yep.
But I think that leap is pretty big for people. Like, and maybe some had like a person in their life who was a little rough on them.
Yeah, sure.
A little negative, a little cutting.
Or a lot negative.
Yeah. So self-esteem, you know, might be dinged a bit. Right. But if we look long-term, you know, what kind of leadership story do we want? Oh, yeah, you know, he actually was pretty transparent.
Yep.
Like, oh, really?
Yep.
I like that part, you know, about the honesty. I we need to retool. I'm sure we could use a bunch of analogies, but, you know, a captain on a ship and there's a storm coming, you know, straight away, you know, the crewmen are like, that's a 40-foot swell. Straight away, you know, direct left, 3%, three angles, 3,000 feet, you know, what, 3 miles, whatever the instructions are. And they're like, oh, so he's navigating and being honest, even though the tachometer said to go here, he's going a different place. Do we get that from other people? You know, as a leader, could we get some honest feedback that catches us? Have you ever had that? I have. So
sure. Yeah. I think, like I said, you know, when somebody, I realize that I've pushed their buttons, you know, what do I need to do about that? Mm-hmm. This person has avoiding me, or this person is negative towards me. Why? What's happening there? Mm. You know, or I'm reading an assessment that I took and, you know, not excusing away all the things I see in here, but go, all right, well, if this is what it says about me, maybe I need to take a look at this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, we have to make the decision, you know, some assessment or something that somebody else says might not be accurate, but we still need to say, I still got to process it. Still got to think about it.
You've played a lot of sports. I've played sports, coached, and one of the words that comes up is what is that person's tendency?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great word for us as leaders. What's our tendency? And it gets a little hot in the kitchen. How do I act?
Yep.
You know, the report came out and doesn't look as good. I got to make a decision. Do I candy coat it? Or do I blame? Or do I say, all right, we got another month to fix this. The tendencies, let's chat about that as we wrap up. Being honest as an assessment will actually help us learn our tendencies.
Yep.
I'm a weakness there. That's a flaw there. That's a probability. I'll do what I did last time and that didn't work good for the team. What would you say about tendencies? It's like watching film, but we're watching ourselves.
Well, and that's exactly what I would say, because you said it's a, you know, a good sports analogy. The really good players are willing to sit down with the coach and watch a film and like, let's replay that part. And, you know, what did you do here? Why didn't you do this? What's your tendency in this situation? Yeah. How could you think differently the next time? And if that player is just going to sit there and just go,
well, you don't know what it was like.
Right. Then nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So
I think tendency is a good one for leaders. What's our tendency? We get a bad report. We start steaming already. And the person's like, can't tell him the whole truth or he'll bite my head off.
Right.
You got a verse on from Timothy.
I think, you know, Paul in the Bible had this protege with Timothy, and he really said to him two things kind of back to back. He said, you set an example, but then he also said to him, watch yourself. Keep an eye on yourself to see how you're doing in your example. So the definition of a leader is you have to go first. So it might be an assessment. It might be contacting a coach, somebody who's outside the organization. Maybe if you have a hard time, like we've kind of talked about, if you have a hard time taking some feedback from somebody else on your team, maybe that seems a little awkward to start off with, then talk to us about coaching. If you go to Maximize Leadership on our website, there is a page about coaching. You can just at the bottom fill out the form that's there. It's just sort of a a free form. You can just say, this is what I'm looking at. This is what I'm thinking about. This is what I'm struggling with. This is where I'd like to grow. Just give us that information. We've got some coaches that we could connect you with. And maybe that's a good place to start, is somebody who's outside your organization. But ultimately, as you are honest about evaluating yourself, and then you're honest about that with your team, you wait and see. Your teammates are going to become great allies and great supports for you as well in going forward. So check out what we've got on the website. If you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do that. We not only have the full Craig and Greg Show episodes, we've got some short snippets. Greg has some great max minutes, just 1 minute, some things to get you thinking and processing in different ways. And then make sure that on X, you reach out to us if you've got maybe an idea for an episode or a question, or you can even leave a comment right below here. We want to be here to resource you as a leader. If you get better, the rest of your team's going to get better. It's going to be a win-win all the way around. So stay tuned. Reach out to us. We've got lots of content that we'd like to share with you.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.